I'm Naomi Lewin, and you are listening to New York's Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. Every Monday in September, as part of our month-long Violin Fest, we are presenting vintage violins, chamber music performed by vintage violinists, the great violin masters of the past. Tonight, you will hear from Arthur Grumio and Yasha Heifetz and Yehudi Menuhin and Fritz Kreisler. First up is Belgian violinist Arthur Grumio, who was born in 1921. He died in 1986. He started studying violin when he was four. By the time he was 11, he had won first prize in both violin and piano at his music conservatory. And Arthur Grumio found a wonderful musical collaborator in Clara Haskell, who started out as a violinist, but because she had scoliosis of the spine, she had to change her focus to the piano. She was still a good violinist, and so every once in a while, Grumio and Haskell used to switch instruments so that they would get each other's perspective on the piece they were playing. And one of the great tragedies of Arthur Grumio's life was when Clara Haskell died from injuries that she suffered after she fell at a Brussels train station on her way to play a concert with him. Here is that pair, violinist Arthur Grumio and pianist Clara Haskell, with the Violin Sonata No. 21 in E minor by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and this was recorded live in concert on September 18th, 1957. Thank you. recorded in concert on September 18th, 1957. Violinist Arthur Grumio, pianist Clara Haskell with the Violin Sonata No. 21 in E minor by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Arthur Grumio considered such a great violinist that his recording of the Gavotte from Johann Sebastian Bach's Violin Partita No. 3 went up in the Voyager spacecraft as a sample of the very best that planet Earth has to offer. WQXR is supported by NYU Langone Medical Center's Silverstein Alzheimer's Institute, advancing research of Alzheimer's disease for nearly four decades. The Institute's Pearl Barlow Center for Memory Evaluation and Treatment offers a comprehensive approach to the diagnosis and treatment of Alzheimer's disease and other memory disorders. Barlow doctors and staff are dedicated to providing the best practices in medicine, psychiatry, and neurology, integrated with research and caregiver support services. More at 212-263-3210 or barlowcenter.org. I'm Naomi Lewin. You are listening to Vintage Violins on New York's Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. And our next vintage violinist also fits into the violinists-turned-conductor category that we're enjoying on Symphony Hall this week. Yehudi Menuhin was born in 1916, right here in New York, but he spent most of his career living in England and, in fact, became Sir Yehudi Menuhin. He also, like Arthur Grumio, started studying violin when he was four. Yehudi Menuhin holds the record, so to speak, for the longest recording contract ever. Over the course of almost 70 years, he made over 300 recordings for Angel EMI, starting out in 1929, when Menuhin was 13, and winding up in 1999, the year he died at the age of 82. Here is Yehudi Menuhin with another legendary musician, pianist Glenn Gould, performing the Violin Sonata No. 4 in C minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you. on our Vintage Violinists Monday. That was violinist Yehudi Menuhin with pianist Glenn Gould performing the violin sonata number 4 in C minor by Johann Sebastian Bach.
WQXR is supported by the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, presenting a gala opening night celebration with new music director Jacques Lacombe, violinist Joshua Bell, and soprano Janine DeBeek. Highlights include music of Mozart, Saint-Saëns, Stravinsky, and the world premiere of Aldrich's Suite from Elmer Gantry, tomorrow at NJ PAC in Newark. Tickets at 1-800-255-3476 or njsymphony.org.
I'm Naomi Lewin. You're listening to Vintage Violinists on New York's Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. Yasha Heifetz got a jump start on the other two violinists you've heard tonight. He started playing when he was 3. Heifetz was born in 1901 in Vilnius, Lithuania, which was Vilna, Russia back then. He got into the Vienna Conservatory when he was 7, and after he graduated at the age of 12, he basically stopped studying. But Yasha Heifetz was the violinist's violinist. He sort of became the gold standard. A violinist may be very good, but if he's not top-notch, the expression is he's no Heifetz. Here is Heifetz, Yasha Heifetz, with pianist Artur Rubinstein and cellist Gregor Piatigorsky to perform the piano trio in A minor by Maurice Ravel.
Thank you. Thank you.
on Vintage Violins. That was a vintage recording of violinist Yasha Heifetz, pianist Artur Rubinstein, and cellist Grigor Piatigorsky performing the piano trio in A minor by Maurice Ravel.
Next week, a new season begins for the McGraw-Hill Company's Young Artist Showcase. And this week, we'll sample a few of the delights waiting in the broadcast wings. I'm Bob Sherman, lend an ear to Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Brahms, and lots more, right here at WQXR, Wednesday night at 9.
Time for one more vintage violinist, Fritz Kreisler, performing his own piece, Syncopation, with his brother, cellist Hugo Kreisler, and pianist Michael Rauscheisen. Vintage Violins, a vintage recording made in mono in October of 1927. Fritz Kreisler violin, Hugo Kreisler cello, Michael Rauscheisen piano performing Fritz Kreisler's Syncopation. You are listening to Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR, Newark and New York. New York's Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.